From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The foiled coup attempt seeking to unseat the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has cost the Turkish economy 300 billion lira, or $100 billion, according to the Customs and Commerce Minister Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Turkish foreign minister also said his government was acting against the plotters of last month's failed coup, which left 271 people dead. This is Mehmet Cavusoglu.
We are taking all the necessary legal measures against the plotters of the coup, namely the terrorist organization Fetullah, headed by Fetullah Gulen, based in Pennsylvania. All those responsible will be brought to the justice.
The Turkish foreign minister was speaking at a news conference after meeting with his Pakistani counterpart, Sartaj Aziz, in Islamabad. Pope Francis has created a special commission to examine the role of women deacons in the Catholic Church. After intense prayer and mature reflection, His Holiness has decided to institute the Commission for the Study of the Diaconate of Women, according to the Vatican Press Office in a statement Tuesday. The Vatican did not set a date for when the commission is to begin work or a deadline for it to reach its conclusions. The northwestern U.S. state of North Dakota has become the latest state to have its voter identification law blocked by a federal court, adding to a string of recent rulings across the U.S. that such measures disenfranchise minority or lower-income voters. No eligible voter, regardless of their station in life, should be denied the opportunity to vote, as according to the U.S. District Judge Daniel Haviland in issuing the preliminary injunction against the law Monday. This is VOA News. South Korea fined German automaker Volkswagen $16 million and banned it from selling 80 different models of cars Tuesday, saying the company fabricated emissions and noise level tests. The decision was announced by the Environmental Ministry, and it's the latest blow to Volkswagen, which for the past year has been dealing with the revelation that it fitted vehicles with devices to cheat on emissions tests. Tuesday, it added another 83 vehicles to the long list with the new fine that affected cars sold under Volkswagen, Audi, and Bentley brands. A U.S.-backed Kurdish-led fighting force managed to secure control of 40% of the Islamic State-held town of Manbij in northern Syria, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The security zone is a last stronghold of the Islamic State group in Manbij. The region is experiencing fierce battles between the fighters of the Syrian Democratic Forces and IS. France paid its last respects Tuesday to Father Jacques Hamel. He's the 85-year-old priest murdered by jihadists last week. It happened at an emotional funeral held under tight security at the Rouen Cathedral in northern France. Some 2,000 mourners packed the sanctuary, with hundreds more watching the ceremony. It began minutes after a heavy rainstorm on a giant screen outside. A U.S. electronics technician with the Federal Bureau of Investigation has pleaded guilty to acting as an agent of the Chinese government. Kun Shan Chun was born in China and is a naturalized U.S. citizen. He admitted in federal court Monday in New York City to giving sensitive information to China. He faces up to 27 months in prison. He was released on bail Monday and is scheduled to be sentenced on December 2nd. Officials in Florida are asking the federal government for help combating the outbreak of Zika after identifying 10 new cases, of the disease over the weekend in a 2.5 square kilometer neighborhood near the state's southern tip. Officials, as you hear here, are spraying for mosquitoes in an attempt to stop the outbreak. The state's governor took the step after the U.S. Centers for Disease Control warned pregnant women Monday not to travel to the area just north of Miami, where new cases of Zika virus infections have been identified. Florida is also seeking federal aid to continue its fight against Zika. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.